And I found the button because it's time. It's Wednesday and it's time to go Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're ready.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Jethro. I want to tease all of you who were listening in and got to hear the fun music, the silly music, and finally the right music. What it's called is Jethro does not know what he's doing. So we're working with him to get him back into control. So helpful, all of you that are calling in, remember the 773-897-6461 number. I know that it is feeling quick. You also can get in with Psychics Gone Wild because of the phenomenal guest I have tonight. Another number, 855-345-4710. This individual is not only internationally recognized as an intuitive, spiritual coach, psychic, and medium, she also is a lot of fun, and I love teasing her about food, so you know it's got to be Wednesday. It's Melissa Berman. Melissa, what are you doing?
Hi, Jethro, everybody. How are you? It's almost the new moon. It's insanity.
That's what's doing it. I wonder, we've had all this humor stuff tonight. I had a class. We're here in Tampa. Everything was a funny. I mean, we always have a good time, but it was just so raised, the vibration. Everything was silly, and everybody that I know was telling me, you know, that had come in, that they could feel it. Is it the new moon that brings in the other vibration, or is there something that's going on this time of the year, Melissa?
Well, there's so much going on, right? The new moon's coming up, and then we have a bunch of stuff going on. I think if we don't laugh, we'll just, like, bang our heads against a wall. There's definitely, you know, what they're calling the Grand Cross coming up. And we just have so much clearing out, you know, with the equinox and bringing in the springtime, even though people are still having snow and there's all of that. It's just the new year. It's the astrological new year, and so we're having New Year's, you know. I think that's part of it, too, Jethro. That calls for a snack. Snack of the day. Snack of the wee wee.
Yes, today. I love pudding. How about pudding? Pudding's healthy.
Pudding.
It comes from natural milk and good stuff that you
Did
like.
Did you make pudding from scratch? You know how to make pudding from scratch?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, you're
yes,
such
I
a
like
genius.
My banana pie, one of my banana cooking pies is from scratch with the pudding, the whole nine yards. Real bananas in it. You have to do it the way. I really get bummed when people tell me they got a recipe of something homemade and you get it and it's not. It's like it's a four, you know, 4 minute thing they throw, you know, and they said that's what the guides told me. They said as you're also going into another level of energy, they said you've also got the most positive energy of being able to do it. Then when someone makes it like that, it just kind of, it ruins it for me. It makes me grumpy.
Open the packet to boil the water. No, because you're making pudding and you're scraping off that, you're making so it doesn't have that skin on top and everything too. So you know really how to work that milk, right? You know how like they talk about the pudding, if it gets too scalded, it creates like skin or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you have to constantly keep it stirring and not let it get too hot. It's got to be just to the right temp and then do it, yes. And they said that, you know, you go into another, no matter what you look at it, they said, going into the situation when you're cooking, it's just like what we do when we're working with anything else. You got to watch it, take pride in it. I got a person writing me right now, Jethro, all you ever talk about is food. Well, yeah. Is there anything else? I just want to tease you guys. You are surprised by this. You've known me 3 days. Come on. So what we've got happening, we've got a bunch of people calling in, and we're having a party, 2 parties, you guys. I want you guys to know, if you're in Tampa, Florida, or anywhere near us, come into Psychic Jethro's Place. We'll be giving a party Friday. We're going to be doing karaoke music, lots of fun, Brazil food, because we wanted to be Brazilian, and we're having a friend there who's bringing us in some work talking about. We're going to be discussing the violet flame with Saint Germain and the energies around Saint Germain and that theory. We'll be doing a circle of positive spiritual enlightenment, and then later lots of food, dancing. We're all going to go
French food. If you're doing Saint Germain, you're not doing a French food, the crepes you did. You're doing Brazilian food to keep it really international. That's why, huh?
I love that. No, that's a good idea. And you know, I love those because of crepes and things like that. Then I can really get into more sugar, which I love. So that is a good idea. I will look into that. We've also got
savory crepes too.
Oh yeah, that's
sweet
true.
And savory crepes.
That's a good idea, and I love it with you guys are tuning in. If you guys have got time Saturday, there will be a special Psychics Gone Wild show for all of you tuning in. It is a party, and we're going to have a Psychics Gone Wild party, which we haven't done in a while. It's going to be great. You guys, the listeners are putting in. We've already had people writing me earlier today with this idea, asking Melissa. Melissa's welcome to join, and we'll be all Psychics Gone Wild people. I've already spoke with the other person you guys asked for because of the video is Linda Irwin. So it's going to be Linda Irwin, Psychic Jethro, a very new psychic named Ben, for those of you listening in. He will be here with us. Elijah is the other person. And then we have a surprise hidden psychic, someone who used to be on the psychic show, and we haven't heard, but she's going to be the hidden psychic. So those of you coming to our psychic party have to figure out who the hidden psychic is to win that prize.
What time are you convening? I'll be happy to be there. Thank you for inviting me. Yes, of course I'll be there.
Yes, we're looking here, and we're going to do it. we got someone else. They're teasing. They go, Jethro and Melissa are nuttier than ever. You guys are filling the phones, and that's what we've got. Yes, you're going to get that few minutes with us to do that reading. No, I'm
what
not going to take
it. Saturday, Jethro?
They're, I know they're teasing me, and they started it, so I'm looking at our calendars here. And I have someone right now. We've got a big vote. They're telling me, Jethro, we want it early in the morning. Well, then you guys will have to do it because I'm not an early morning riser. I will I will scream, Mommy, if you get me up before 8, and it's not pretty. And if you guys want to do a 10 o'clock, see, that's too early because we've got Pacific people. We've got people on the other coast. But I do love you guys' admiration as we're going into this. I've got some other ones writing me on here. Jethro, why can't we ever get on here without you rattling crazy stuff at it?
That's why it's like it's gone wah. So you haven't set the time yet. You'll let me know?
Oh, we are right now. And me and you are sitting here working out, and they're telling me that it will be actually at 6 p.m. Saturday at Eastern time. So that's 3 p.m. Pacific. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
She's coming to our party.
And it's fine. For sure, I'll be there. Thank you for inviting me. It'll be a party. We'll have a party. We're going to party. We're going to talk about things. Sure, I'll be there. Thank you so much.
Now, all of you guys know that when you're going to go to one of our Psychics Gone Wild parties, it's been way over a year since we've done it because the last time Blog Talk screamed and said, stop, you people, because we bring it together, we get fun, we get very high energy. You see me and Melissa in action. Now, we're going to add a few more people. We're going to bring in Elijah, who's a healer. Then we're going to bring in Ben over here, who's a very strong clairvoyant psychic friend of mine here in Florida. And so what we're going to do is we're going to raise the vibration and anything goes that we wanted to talk about in psychic work. I have some of you already writing in questions and answers. Tonight, I want to know, Melissa, why is it that every time my girlfriend talks to me about psychic work, she gets very nervous to her stomach? She says she's not afraid of this, but then I notice later that she becomes actually ill. Is there a such thing as being allergic to a psychic? I'm worried because I love them, and my mother is a psychic. Am I in trouble dating this girl that's scared of psychics?
No, but I mean, she had a problem with some witches in a past life where... she was accused and knows that she has gifts, and it didn't go too well for her. So she's got a delayed reaction to feeling that she's going to be persecuted if she believes. But she definitely has a strong sense of it. So, you know, these are kind of like tender ground to walk on with her and just, you know, give her space with it and just tell her, you know, that you love and support her and that to honor her own gifts. She really needs to honor her own gifts. Nothing's going to happen to her if she does.
Oh, that, and that fits why the other energy is going through. We're writing here, they're asking, can Jan Drake, she's in the room, ask Jan, can
yes.
Jan come to the party? I love this. We love, of course, we'll have to ask Jan. And if you guys know, this is all the Psychics Gone Wild. We have a lot of other psychics going. Me and Linda, we have only done a few shows together. So those of you, this is going to be a wild one. When we get together, things go a little intenser. The unseen world, you know, as you guys know with her, we do a lot of work together. I actually went through and did some work in my days in living in my old state of work with the ET energies. That's why the white bulbs, they call them the white balls, the energy of light energy workers. And so Sedona and Wyoming is where I've done that kind of work. It's always fun to me. So save your questions on that. We're gonna have Linda on the wild seat. Linda gets really fun and positive and crazy. And we're going into some other work here right now. We're going to grab a couple of you phone callers. We do ask all of you guys, I know there's a lot of phone things going nuts a little bit tonight. Don't get frustrated. Just call back in, because what happens is we're very, very busy. Well, reason is one of our biggest, highest psychics and most intensest, really, individuals is on tonight, Melissa Berman. On Wednesdays, all of her fans come out, and they're like, oh, we love Melissa, and we listen in. I had a person write yesterday. We want to share this. I got so emotional. I love the shows. I enjoy Monday because they make me feel good and a special person. I listen in, and then Tuesdays gets me revved up, and I find a very good team of people that just help me. Then Wednesday hits, and it's wild. It's completely out of this world, and I think you and Melissa both should be locked up, and then I land myself to the next day. I listen into Thursdays, and I learn intellectually the intense energy, and I learn how to deal with all of the things I have to. Friday is magical, and there's many things I've learned from that show too, but I have to confess, Wednesday's my favorite because you guys just get wild. So thank you for that, Jill Contessa.
We are honored to be wild and to go wild. This is just what we do.
And we put in there, please give us your opinion. So Jill, you're put in the contest that is going to be a $300 prize. That's a $120 reading by yours truly, Psychic Jethro, for an hour. Mm-hmm. It's also 6 books, and we're talking Pamela Cummings, Jethro Smith, Gary Wimmer, and Gaetano Vivo's book is also in this prize. So you're put in for that contest. I'll let you know, Jill, when we call that out. We're going to call it out, actually, the day of the party. So all of you guys who put in will also be included in all of that. I went through and grabbed every email, everything I've ever had. I threw it in the box, and we're going to be pulling those names. I think Annette Stevens, you were the winner of Who's That Cute Little Girl? It was actually Linda Irwin's was the cute kid. And those of you who guessed it, there was quite a few of you. I want to thank all of you guys. Tonight we're going to be giving away a couple prizes by Lady Arango. She said she loves the show, and she put in some bracelets that are made. They're beautiful handmade bracelets. She's my friend, and I told you, Lady Larango, you've got to come down here someday. She is from Brazil, and we're having this party. It actually is a friend I'm having here's honor, but you could be at our K-Sisters here, so we're having Karen Day. We have our Karen here, and we're all enjoying her here. 508, would you like to talk to me, Melissa? 508.
Hello?
Hello. Sorry, I got through all those announcements. You thought
I went
to sleep.
Sorry. Yes, I just have a question.
What's your name?
I'm sorry. My name's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary.
Hey.
How are you doing? How can we help you, Mary?
I just began seeing a new guy, and we just moved in together, and I'm just curious what you see, like, for our future, or if you can see. I mean, it's a very new relationship, but I'm very spiritual, so I always like to check in, you know, whenever anything new starts, so.
Yeah, it feels really nice. It feels very solid. He feels like he's a grown-up, even though he has a childlike nature to him, and it feels like you took a real big risk doing this. It feels like it's a little unusual than what you're normally doing because you were married in another incarnation, and you tilled the soil together, and you grew crops and gardens and that sort of thing. So take your time, enjoy each other, spend time out in nature together to keep that beautiful energy of the. You don't want to go back into the past, but that would be a positive thing, you know, just to keep that energy flowing of Mother Nature and your connection to the divine and all of that stuff. Looks great. Congratulations.
What do you say?
Oh, I'm feeling there's some wild energy with you, Mary, going on with this, and I feel that that's part of what this other cycle is with this person. Can I get the first name of the relationship?
His name's Matt.
Because they're telling me that there is another cycle of energy that's there, but I feel somebody's after your Matt. I feel like somebody's trying to someone's trying to get, I feel like they're trying to get in the energy or they're trying to do something. And the guys are telling me that this also, I'm going to be honest with you, Mary, you kind of like excitement. You like it full steam ahead. If you can have the cash, that's okay, but you do like it. I feel like that's what they're telling me.
Yeah, actually, it's funny that you're kind of right about, like, he moved far, I mean, we were in a long-distance relationship for a while, and he moved from, to me, like, from about three hours away, and so he just moved in now, but yeah, there was another person before he came here that, you know, was, you know, wanting to be with him, so, yeah.
Wicked.
annoying.
Oh, and don't they go to Texas? The song says, all my exes in Texas. Well, why aren't they not listening to that station? Get there and leave us alone. Because they're telling me.
Right, exactly.
I feel this is going to be very strengthened, and I feel like the guys are showing me with your energy that you two are going to be able to consistently put together another part of your love and energy together. There's something else happening with your heart chakra. I feel this person's there, but there is something with lessons that they said, remember, Mary, sometimes things are not always easily done. I see you doing a lot more setting back and delving because you're a headstrong person, and that's a compliment to you. But I see that they said take a little bit of that setback a little and watch because you're going to learn so much from this person. It's worth the dance is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I actually have already, like, ever since we met, it feels like almost like our relationship has kind of gone. It's really gone fast, like, you know, like where I feel that we already kind of knew each other already. Like, it was just so easy the way it started. It was almost like, hey, I know you. Like, when I first met him, you know, it was very easy. So I feel like it's weird. Like, I feel like we're just picking up where we left off. So, and what you're saying is so absolutely spot on. And I thank you so much. I needed to hear that.
Thank you, Mary. You keep calling us in. Tell everybody Melissa Berman rocks. And remember to listen to her videos because she has new ones out with puppets who love her even more. That's what they told me to tell everybody.
I love your show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All the best.
We love you, Mary. We love all of you. We're having the wildest time tonight. I have someone writing me, Jethro, whenever you're on with Melissa, everything turns to food. Every time I've listened to it, are you sure that you're not the galloping crazy chef in the magic time of psychic world? I seem to feel like I'm on a cook show. Get with the readings, Jethro. Your gravy's getting lumpy. It is not. I'll have you know. In my day, even with, and you notice everything does relate to food. If you would listen to Friday's show, I could not stop the food. It's now overlapping into it. Saturday, I bet you this day when we have the party, I'll be talking desserts up your whole cocktail bar. I don't know what to say. You got me. We love all of you. Melissa, you are the best. We think you should move to Florida. Jethro has told us so much about you that we can't wait. We're listening to you over here. You'll always have friends in St. Petersburg because Jethro talks about you to everybody. Thank you from St. Petersburg.
The door is so wide open and the bags are almost packed, so we're definitely planning on at least me coming for a little while when an event occurs and then seeing if it's the right place to relocate. I'm open.
I love it. 315, you're on live. And you're
thank
on
you for that. I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
See, now they tell about my gossiping. Thank you, St. Pete. Every time I help you, I'm just guys. Three, I do, and I do compliment everyone. And you guys got to, those of you who know here and the work that we're doing, it's a lot of positive. So we love you guys. Definitely put in tonight psychicsgonewild.com because in about actually 11 minutes, I'm going to pull a name, and somebody's going to take home some of these prizes I'll be sending you in the mail. 315, you're on live. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Great. Here's one of our winners. Has it arrived in New York yet, or are they still holding on to your toys?
Yeah, they're still hanging on to my toys because I got the mail today.
Is it Annette?
Is it Annette?
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Melissa.
How are you?
Well, it depends on what you have to say.
I don't know. You got to ask us the question. We'll give you the dish. Dish, okay. Jethro, food.
Cool. Yes, and Jan's bringing in the dessert for Saturday. She's going to bring it into the chat room. We will be eating light, so bring your light silverware into the chat room to eat Saturday.
Oh, there we go.
So, Annette, how can we help you?
I'm trying to get that house built down south, and basically I tried to, because I was a realtor, I kind of know different financing ways.
Yes.
And I asked if I could do rent with option to buy, and I just kind of feel that the realtor that is on my side really isn't working with us. It's just certain things that she says, you know, And do you see that the owner of the house is going to give in to letting us move in?
So you wanted to rent with the option to buy?
Right. Well, I plan on buying it, but, you know, of course, I'm not going to write that and write in paper. I want to get a year's, so I don't have to take such a loss on my property.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't have a great energy. There was like a red flag and now a yellow flag that's being shown, because the only problem with the rent, with the option to buy, is that the owner can pull out and you're stuck. So you want to keep this as clean a transaction as possible. Do what feels right to yourself and your heart. Really trust that, because being a realtor, you know the ins and outs, and you know you've got to trust your vibration about what you're picking up on this other realtor. It just feels like, and it's not to punish you, it just feels like they are going to try whatever they can with whoever wants to buy the house. They don't feel as up and up as you are. They don't feel, and it's not so much a lack of integrity, it's just how they do business. And I know that sounds like a contradiction. It's like they're not out to, you know, hang people. It's just they just, it's the way they do business is not the way you do business. So you want to be very, very careful in how you do this transaction, because it could come back and it could come back and kind of blow up.
Yeah.
So we don't want that for you. Jethro?
I'm agreeing very much. Melissa, and I want to thank you personally, working together with all the individuals. Melissa is so intense when she does her reading. You can feel it. Could you feel it? And I could feel when she was talking. It just is so, she's just very gifted and a very good friend with it. I do agree very much what she's saying. And those heating and those working on it, make sure you go with, like, they're showing you like baby light steps. I'm also hearing that the gentleman in your relationship and things is going into another work that's even better. It seems like something else is cleared up for, I feel like something's going to be in your favor with you and him going a little slower with this, where he can actually, something's good there. They're just telling me that it's going to work for both you two together. You guys are starting to really become even stronger is what they're telling me.
Okay. So do I still pursue this house, though, you know? Because we really like the house.
Right. It just has to be on your terms. It's like your guys just showed me this dotted line, and, you know, that's where you sign on the dotted line. It has to be on your terms.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be on your terms, because otherwise they're going to try to, you know, pull something. Sounds a little bit too extreme, but it's just the way that they do business, and it's not the way you do business. So you have to really be mindful here if this is the house that you feel is yours.
Right.
There's a
okay.
lesson here. There's some sort of lesson here that, of course, your guides are going to help you go through whatever it is, but it definitely just feels like, you know, again, they're just sharing with me this yellow, caution, proceed with caution. So
okay. The
red flag is kind of behind it. If it were, like, detrimental, the red flags would be everywhere and stoplights and all that, which they do, and then there's, like, yellow, proceed with caution.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We love you. Keep letting us know when that stuff comes in. I'm going to get a hold of my mailman and say, I want to know, what are you guys doing? You're wearing my clothes? Get that shirt to her.
Well, I thank you so much, too.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
Annette.
We love you. We are going really wild with Psychics Gone Wild. And those of you tune in, the phones just cranked it up. Hang on. We've got 6 more minutes before that prize. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. You got time to put in. We have an email here. Jethro and Melissa, I must tell you that I've listened to your show for quite a bit, and I find that you two are both completely insane, but that's okay because I'm crazy. I have got to ask this question. I've never called in. I've always listened, and I'm very shy. I have a very odd experience with the other side. My Pomeranian passed away almost a good 3 months ago. I do feel her still here. I feel my little princess is still here beside me, and I've had other individuals tell me that they've seen things that she used to play with in other places and felt like she was trying to send a message across to them. For example, she always picked up and would run with my hairbrush, never biting it or eating it, only laying it on the couch and thinking it was funny to see people sit on it. As time went on, my little princess also began to do some other very hilarious things. She would roll up in the curtain, and as the curtain would, you would go to pull the curtain, she would just roll out there like a little clown. This has happened even after she's gone. My husband thinks that I am a little eccentric and that I miss me so bad that I just didn't notice that the curtain had become wadded up or I had stepped on it without in noticing. I feel that she's trying to tell me something from the other side. I know that you usually have to have a picture of my voice, but Jethro and Melissa, tell me what you feel is going on. Please, I miss my little dog so much.
The first guidance that came through is, did you give her permission to cross over? Have you given her permission to go on? Because it, there's like this sort of like she doesn't want you to miss her, but she's got to move on, and she'll never leave you, but she wants to definitely communicate with you. So if you can do a little ritual or just like a little something in the garden, you know, just plant a flower for her or something and just say, of course, you are free to cross over. You're always going to be my little girl, kind of thing. And then just it'll free her so that you can continue to have your communication. Right now she's kind of, it's not like she's lost between two worlds or anything. She just needs your permission is what's being shared with me. How about you, Jethro?
I agree very much, and she's writing here as we're speaking. She put down, Melissa, you're very correct. I haven't, and I realize that. I just, is it okay if I don't let her go right yet because I still love her and miss her?
You have to give her permission to cross over so that you can continue your relationship. Otherwise, she's confused, and it's hurting her. Okay, you don't. Your love never ends. Your love never changes. Your love never dies. You just have to give her permission to move on through to the next, you know, moving through that those dimensions so that she can be free, and then you have your new relationship together.
Very true, and I agree very much with what Melissa's saying, and I do see the same thing, and I laughed. I mean, you really got me with the hairbrush. I could visualize people going, it's a porcupine. No, it's just the puppy messing with you. And what I love happening, what the guys are saying is this energy is going to do it. I see her coming back and training another dog for you. I see later on by you giving her that permission, then she is justifiably able to come back and help another animal become part of your life. I can tell you to this day, and those of you know, I'm older than rocks. My animal, when I was being raised during my days when I was writing the book, Living in the Psychic Realm, you guys read about it, I never talked much about the dog, but we had a Cocker Spaniel who was my brother's dog and became, after my brother went to Vietnam, the dog became my dog, and I took care of it during that time. That dog still to this day, even though we released, still comes back and visits. I love the fact that if there's odd energy, it's my way of knowing that things are really intense. For example, I work, and you guys know I do my own store here, I had someone who was not maybe so positive about me who came into the building. Right away I have my dog. My dog always was very protective, never bit anybody, anything, but he was just really close. I felt his energy, and long story short, I was able to work with the person and become a friend or try to be an ally of the person where otherwise we would have ended up on the wrong end. So let that animal go. I agree with what Melissa says. You guys are going to have such a better relationship. And it's like, you know, you guys have listened to Amy. She said, you know, they get along better, her and her husband, now that he's passed, than they ever did when he was over here. It becomes a whole different energy with the individuals on the other side, especially the animals. We've got a good question here, and I think it's a Jan one, but me and Melissa will go. I feel that I have a macaw is my totem. Every time I look in the mirror or feel in the mirror, I see this color beside my energy. Jethro and Melissa, if I have a macaw totem, does this mean that I should be living in maybe a jungle area or something more warmer? I live in Wisconsin, and it's freezing, and most of the time I've never been very happy about this. After I started reading up a little bit on the totems, I have decided that if I have a macaw, I should live as a macaw. What are your thoughts on this?
The first thing that came through from your guides is, and you know, you want to research a little bit more about macaw medicine, is that you need to take more risks, is the guidance. Take more risks, have more fun, more color in your life, enjoy your own, you know, mystery. Enjoy who you are. A macaw is a free spirit that's colorful, and a macaw can speak, you know, almost like different languages because of her presence with other animals. She gets along with other animals. She gets along with other creatures, but she knows her own space. So that's part of the divine message for you. No, you don't have to move to the jungle unless you want to, but it's more about your own colorful life, taking more risks, boundaries and that sort of thing.
Thank you. We love that. She's right, Beth. She goes, Melissa, you always make me feel better. I still know you're the best, and that's why I listen in on Wednesdays. You're the only day I do have time. The other times I listen maybe into the archives of your older shows. I think you're the best.
Thank you for that. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Oh, 678. I know you guys are going, what's going on, Jethro? Pick up the phone. I am. How are you, 678?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You scare me. You sound like the Canterbury Ghost. Please let him set back because I can hear it. Bing, hit that jail cell. Let me do a 678.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, with a K or a C?
A K.
I did. I wrote that down first. That's good. How can we help you, Kathy, with the K, not Kathy with the C? Because Kathy with the K goes. Okay.
I have an interview tomorrow, and I wanted to see if it was going to be success.
Do you have any, like a blue suit or something that's blue to wear?
My suit is like a bluish gray, a grayish blue, more gray than blue. But
And then do you ever wear like a robin's egg blouse with it or a nice bluish colored blouse? This is what's being shared with me. I'm supposed to ask you.
No, it's usually a black blouse with it.
A black blouse?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So you're going to wear that tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. It feels very strong. It feels very positive. It feels like there's a hesitation on your part, though, that this may not exactly be what you've been looking for. So don't be desperate and don't feel panicky. Just go in and be the fabulous one that you are, Kathy. Is this an administrative position?
No, it's a manager of financial analysis position.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's administration. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going
in
for teaching position or nursing position.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's so funny.
Okay.
I can feel it. And we love you. Don't. It's funny. It's energy. It's good. It's your angels. Your guides are telling us good stuff. That's why we're feeling that feeling.
Okay. So anyway, when you go in, they're saying not a black blouse. Do you have a different color blouse? I want you to have a different color blouse. I don't know what this means because it's spring, I guess. Do you have a light color?
I can wear a white one.
Yes. And do you have any blue? Do you have any like sort of
something blue?
For some reason,
yeah,
like this robin's egg blue or blue, because blue is the color for the throat chakra, and it will give you more empowerment when you're going into this interview, because you know you're dealing with people, statistics, numbers, and you're spiritual, so you want to go in there, and wherever you go, you're sent there to spread the light, even though you don't have to sit down and go, by the way, I'm metaphysical and I'm into God, and you know, so if you have anything, even a pin, something that's wear the white blouse for sure. Do you have any pearls? Okay, so pearls, and then if you have a pin, anything that's got a blue, do you have anything blue? A scarf?
Not off the top of my head, but I'll dig and see what I can find.
Yes, we went a little bit more color because they're not that colorful and you are. So it's not like you're going in and wearing like a red blazer and red shoes. You're going in just with enough color, just with enough to keep, you know, please pray before you go. Please call in your guides and angels so that you can have the confidence that you deserve to get this position if it feels right to you. You can't mess this up. You're very, very seasoned at what you do. But we as your guides, that's what they're sharing, is that we want you to have more fun with this interview. So bring in some color. Jethro?
I agree very much. And Kathy, the reason you were feeling funny with it, and I apologize to put you on the spot. You can feel the blue energy. You've got an angel going with you. I can feel it's like, is it okay? I feel like we're your first readers or something, because it's like you're feeling, haven't you felt this before with other psychics?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just you threw me with the blue because how when you said blue, my brain started processing. Do you have anything blue? Can you make the blue and gray work? Does it work? Can you? My brain works overtime. So that's
I love you, and it's like you started doing that with your energy, and I got to tell you, you're using left and right side brain. My girlfriend's that way, and it's just phenomenal to me, because when you do the energy, you've got Melissa's like 220s chin. When she reads, she's like, it's steaming, and she's like, and here's this energy, and you're like, blue, blue, and I'm over here giggly. I got this tingly feeling, you're like,
exactly, because I was literally going, okay, your closet. Do you have anything blue? Okay, would the suit work with blue? Would it match? Okay, do you have anything blue? That's what I was doing, trying to come up with
that's
something
so
blue
adorable.
Quickly.
It was beautiful, and we love you. And it's like they're telling us that, and I agree with her. And you know, it's because you have a blue jay as your totem. You also are very strong, and that's why you're good at what you do. And the angel said that blue is going to do the positive. I also see in your 4 foot of feng shui in your house where your wealth is, I see you finding something that's very beautiful, royal blue, beautiful blue, that you put something in that area, and it will resonate even positive for you. If you've got a store or craft, I have people tease about this with I'm also have a totem that's an air one. So what it is having a flyer, having a feather in the house is a good omen for you. Notice when you're going out and when you're doing work and things are happening out in the yard, you'll see feathers, you know, they're there. They're blessings. They're telling you, the angels, that it's there. And I see a little bit of a working with you, Kathy. We love you. I have to run because they're giving me that push and they're telling me that I'm joking with you too much. I am not joking with her too much. I'll joke with her if I want. They just like making me. This is from New Mexico. Now New Mexico people are teasing me. Adam, this is a friend of mine. He always teases me. In school, we used to be in math together, and then they adopted him out. And we always joked about it. It's like he got taken away to New Mexico, and there he stayed ever since. But his family teased him about it because they sent him to live with his aunt, and he wanted to stay there. So, Kathy, okay. I love you. We're helping you. Can you feel the energy here with me, Melissa? And I know you can get a full reading with Melissa or more strength because you two really resonate. I'm feeling like there's something else the guide said you would like to talk to her. I'm going to put the prayers. I feel like the job is there. I agree with her with the blue. And then would you do us a favor? You know how to get a hold of us on psycheskonwall.com or let us know here what's going on, because I'm also going to put a prayer out with you. I feel like it's time for you to really – they want you back in the water. They're telling me that you've been kind of sitting on the edge a little bit. Now it's time to all this good stuff.
Because I really want this job, because I've been trying to get into a healthcare field of accounting, and it finally came. So that's why I'm like, I really want this job. Like, I do.
Good luck.
Call in your spirit band and your guides and angels. Get those prayers going before you go, so you just rev it up, Kathy, and let us know, okay?
Okay.
We got it. And they go, if she's the chain that's going choo choo choo, Jethro, you're the little engine that could, and I think you finally did. You're making me laugh like always. Thank you, Brad. Aww. That's good to hear from you. I've pulled our winner. You hear the paper? I grabbed a hold of the one in here, grabbed it out of the box, and our winner of Psychics Gone Wild Friday. No, this isn't Friday. Psychics Gone Wild Wednesday. What are we doing here, people? Somebody's trying to get my date. What it is the winner is Laura Garcia from California. Laura, I'm a new listener, and I love your shows. We love you, Laura, and you're now the winner, and we'll have that in the mail. It takes about 6 or 7 days lately. I don't know what's going on, but I had someone tell me. That's why I think she should, by tomorrow, Nanette should receive hers. We're on the coast. But it's ironic is when we give out the prizes, it seems like the country, going to California takes about 5 or 6 days, 7. Going here right on the East Coast takes 9 or 10. So
wow.
You guys... For the United Postal Service, I'm not complaining. I'm just asking you why. I'm an inquiring mind. And so...
And you want to know.
And I want to know. And we got more people, and they're going, Jethro, you're totally nuts. I'm glad I tuned in. Okay. 603, how are you doing, 603? Would you like to tease you and me and Melissa? Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Melissa. It's Rose.
Hi, Ray. R-A-E?
No, Rose. R-O-S-E.
Oh, Mr. Ray. Mr. Ray. Mr. Ray. Ray of Sun. Rose. Rose Garden. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I don't know if I've talked to you before, Melissa, with Jethro. I've talked to different ones here and there.
Sure.
I guess my question is, I'm a little curious on why my friend Steve, who is more than a friend, he's been more than a friend for almost a year and a half now. He went away this week. I'm watching the house and the cats and stuff. And he wouldn't give me a lot of information about where he was going. He said out west he was going. And I was curious on where he was going and if he was just going to visit family or if the other person that he's been involved with was meeting him there. And I'm just curious because he didn't give me a lot of information. And just texted me, let me know he landed and everything. And I'm just so involved emotionally.
It's not good is what you guys are saying, not good. You guys need to have I don't want to offend anybody. That saying, a come to Jesus? Please don't. Oh, please, I'm not trying to offend anybody. But it's that moment of you guys have to have a talk. Because you're carrying the weight of this relationship. I pray I'm not being Debbie Downer, quote unquote. And I don't want to offend anybody named Debbie. You know, I'm just trying to be politically correct here. But it's not the healthiest place for you to be. Because you're the one carrying, it's almost like sometimes it feels like an anvil on your shoulders, on your back with this man, because he's a friend with benefits, but there's no commitment there. And so your heart is so pure. You have such a pure heart, and he's sort of stomping on it. We're not allowed to know too much, because if he didn't tell you, we're not going to be told, because he's not in the reading here. But for you, you need to have a talk with him and a come to that place with each other, and let him own this part of the relationship. Otherwise, this kind of thing keeps happening at your expense, and it's not fair. And another little footnote, your guys are showing sunshine and vitamin C and orange juice and stuff for you particularly right now. Please keep your immune system up. Keep more vitamin C flowing with you right now. This just tears you apart, and it compromises your immune system a little bit. Jethro?
I agree very much. I agree with what she's saying, and I feel like there's something else happening here with this relationship that's causing odd energy. I have to apologize tonight. I'm going to have to pass on it only because they're telling me it is something else going on. I feel like it's like your sugar or something. There's something going on with your system a little bit, they're telling me, and I feel like you're going into another work. But I feel Melissa's right on. I just feel like there's something there very strong. Well, I love you, Rose, and you know I would help you. I'm also getting told by the guys just to let it absorb what she said. Are you okay? Because I feel like you're a little, I don't think you're blocking it, but I feel like you're a little stunned.
I guess I want to know how much he cares about me. You know, I know he's done so much for me and the kids. And we've been very, you know, physically involved also. And I text him, I love you. I haven't gotten the guts to say I love you to his face. I just want to know how he feels.
Here's the mirror being held up to you. If he felt the way you wanted him to feel, him going to out west or wherever he went wouldn't be an issue. This is very painful. And you know the answer in your heart and soul. And you got to have
You have to have that talk with him. You know, it's like I hate not knowing. He'll give me information, you know.
Right.
But he said he
you have
needed
to have
down,
this
he needed
downtime.
He didn't want to have to text. He needed to get away.
You have to have the talk with him. Your guides just keep saying that through Melissa here. You've got to have this talk with him. And the only way you're going to find out is to have the talk.
What do I say?
We can't tell you. We're not allowed to know. We're not in session with him. So we can only give you advice and guidance for your particular thing now. And that's the mirror being held up to you. You know, the choo-choo train is kind of leaving the tracks here. So you've got to step up on this one. Because you're the only one that can take control of what you need for your own emotions.
We love you, Rose.
Okay.
We got to roll. We're doing pushing. We hope that helps. We got
that's,
a lot of you guys coming in.
True, Rose.
Remember, if you call or contact us, hang tight. Don't get uptight. The little bugs won't bite. We're just trying to get you to hang in for a few minutes because the phones have went off the wall. This is Melissa's fan club. I've got people writing me, this woman is the best. She's crazy. She's wild. How do I get a reading with her? You guys got to go to psychicsgonewild.com, and all of Melissa's information's there. It's also, if you type to her at her email, mabermanarts@gmail.com, you can get a reading. Melissa is the real thing. So am I, you know, Jethro. I tease a lot of you guys with me, my website is jethrosmith.net. There's where you guys, I've had people say, what? You go into psychicsgonewild.com, you're going to find me. But you go to jethrosmith.net, it's just quicker. You can schedule with me, you can do everything right there with me, and we're ready to go. I do have some half an hour times. I have a 1 or 2 hour I've heard in April. Get with me, because I'm going to go completely off the rocker. What I'm doing is, we're talking here, is I'm opening up some new ways. I want to get some readings in here. And why am I doing it? Because I love what we're doing. I want to thank Melissa. She's revving up people. I've got people going crazy.
We're crazy wild. Thank you guys so much for your support. We are here for you. Yeah, and just email me at mabermanarts@gmail.com, and we can set stuff up. You know, I do anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour. I always recommend, you know, getting a little bit longer reading if it is your first reading, because so much guidance comes through, and that'll last you like a year or so, you know.
It does, I have a new situation for those of you who are writing in to me. I do a minimum of 3 to 5 questions, and it's an email, and that's the best thing, to send your picture, 3 to 5 questions to me or to Melissa, and we can do it when it's convenient for you, because I have a lot of you writing me, Jethro, your schedule is just horrendous. It is and it isn't. You've got to realize that I do this 5 to 6 days a week. So believe me, it's horrendous for me on this end. It's like there's times that I go, oh, help. But it's like exactly what she was just saying. Get with us and do the email, because then you can get in and you can get a time. And Melissa is very, very good and very thorough. I have 2 compliments this week from other people that I know who read with Melissa. They're a Melissa fan now. We're going to have to beat them with a stick to ever get them to change anything. And then they're going to like it, because they're going to say, Melissa, Melissa. I've laughed when people tell me, she's like, those of our Jam fans, this is a Melissa fan. They're all the way Melissa fans. I was fortunate to meet Melissa in September of last year, and I am a Melissa fan. So smack me with a stick. I still love her. 770, what are you doing, 7-0? You're on now. It's like he's going wild. Hi.
This is Sandy. How are you?
Hey, great, Sandy. It's good to talk to you.
Such high energy you have.
Thank you. You're in the right company. So do you. We're like the trio now. Let these little wild musketeers throw out the energy and dance up the storm. I feel this positive from you. I also feel like you're dealing with a situation that's a little awkward. Who's trying to push or pressure you?
Push or pressure me? Will? I thought I was being the one pushing and pressuring.
Okay. I'm feeling it. I can feel the energy, and I apologize that I – but it's – and talk to me here, Sandy. I'm psychic. I'm supposed to wait for you to ask the question. I'm all excited. I can't wait. If I would have waited, I would have been better. But no, I'm like, I feel pressure. And you're like, yeah, but it's me. Okay. Tell us who you're pressuring. Should we help you? Because we'll stick Melissa on him. She's like 220. You know, she's got
husband,
energy.
Randy.
Oh, you are honoring. That's why I love you, Sandy. You're welcoming in. You're putting pressure on Randy, and I better ask the question. What do you want to have us help you with?
What?
What question would you like to see for the future from me and Melissa?
Well, I would like to see where it's going with Randy and I.
Randy and Sandy. Ooh la la. Well, you're definitely – should I go, Jethro, or do you want to go?
I love when you go. We do ladies first. You're also on a roll tonight. You're like pulling me along. I'm the little fat caboose that got too many –
That's because you said the word Three Musketeers and you want a candy bar now. I know you so well. You're such my dear friend. I know you so well. It's all word association.
You're mind again, Mom. I'm telling. I'm not coming out until you make her be good.
Sandy and Randy. Well, Sandy, you're like the grown-up in this relationship. You're like sort of the – you know, you're sort of like the boss lady here. So that's – there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes people are a little gun-shy, and so what exactly do you want? That's what you have to ask yourself. What is it that you exactly want? Is this how you want to be in this relationship with this person? Is this exactly how you want it? And if it is, then you keep going the way you are. If it isn't, then you want to kind of take a little bit step back, take a little bit of back seat, let him take the reins a little bit, and see how that goes. You kind of have to play it a little bit more like a femme fatale, you know, somebody that you get it, you see behind the scenes, and you can work it. Jethro, I know you got something to say there.
And it's not just my candy bar. I feel it. You're right, and I'm feeling the energy, and I feel like those two are working out an energy together, and that's why I felt the pressure right off. But the pressure needs to be there like a steam pot that this happening, because I feel like you have a good reason of why you're doing this for Randy, but I also I still feel it's putting pressure on you to do it too. The guides are putting this there. You're the intense middleman in this situation that it's got to alleviate what's going on there. I feel like you're going to get your demands met is what I felt with the pressure. They kept showing me you achieving it, but I kept feeling the stress there. Is there something going on a little bit with you? I don't like the feeling of your left side there. I feel like your energy, you're a strong person, but I feel like it's causing you undue stress that's not good for you health-wise.
Left side, you mean my heart or what?
Yeah, and the arm and the heart, and I feel like there's something there, Sandy, that's causing some other strength to happen. I feel that this is part of what's going to be happening, but they're telling me that it's also going to get it cleared up. You've also got something financially, something you've been working on, something that's there. So I feel like there's a, I wouldn't say maybe a business problem, something that's going to finally get cleared, and I see it coming through, and they're showing me by the time they're through April, the guide said it'll be cleared up. It'll all be gone. It'll all be handled in a positive way for you.
Oh, you mean my car issue?
Yes. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it there. I feel like that's happening. I feel like there's going to come to a resolve where it's going to be very even better. But you've had to fight for what you want, Sandy. That's what they're telling me. Well,
yeah, I've had to, my car got damaged, and I had to, find out who this guy's insurance was because he kept lying. And now I'm going to get more than, you know, what he was trying to give me.
You have to do the old chop the fibber on the liver, because I hate when they do that. It just really makes me crazy. I can feel that. I feel it's going to be better. And Sandy, I hope we're helping you. We're running along trying to get as many in. Thank you for calling in. I remember you from a long time ago.
But the thing is, on my husband, I should step back. Is that what your guys are saying?
Melissa?
Yeah, let him take the reins a little bit. You know, when it gets to be like you feel like you're doing all the work, all the effort, and kind of back off a little bit, let him take the reins.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, we're having to go through, we're going through counseling, and he was not going to have me come in like the doctor asked, and I found out because I got a hold of one of his voicemails. And now I'm going in tomorrow night. Is that going to be a positive?
Be as honest and open as you can and know that you're in safe space. And before you go, say a prayer and surround yourself with light. Because this is a lot of vulnerability that's not, you're both not really used to this kind of, it's a different kind of vulnerability than just being in a relationship together. It's really being able to come to terms with certain things that are shifting in your relationship. Always remember that you were friends, too. And let that come forward. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're both doing, and it looks like it's going to be okay as long as you're open and receptive and vulnerable and listen to what's being shared, and you know, take it in and take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I'm going to put prayers out for you to be careful. And that's what, I apologize, we're running here. We got 7 minutes. Those of you who would like to get a full reading, get a hold of us at psycheskonwall.com. 619, you're next. How are you? We're trying.
Hi.
Ah. Scared me.
Sorry. Let me take the speaker off.
Who is this?
This is Donna.
Donna, you little laundry one. You almost made me throw my headset, and it was on my head. It would have hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's like Thor from the heavens shooting the thunderbolts and the lightning. It's good. You like it?
From the vine of the way of the waves.
I just wanted to see if you saw any changes coming up for me. Anything at all.
You got to be more specific, Donna.
Like job, like maybe job related or money or.
You need to pick it. Pick it.
Okay.
Okay.
How about
God?
Job.
Okay. And is this about getting a new job? Is this what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You've needed some time off. You've needed some time to just kind of reflect, refurbish, you know, replenish yourself. It feels like, do you do something with clothing or fashion? Not so much fashion, but...
Hairdressing.
Mm-hmm.
Hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of burn out on it, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Green merchant, something there, selling crap, selling something beautiful and creative besides you doing with their hair. You should you should do the selling of it. I see you going with a business, working, making money, like jewelry. I see people there working with you, and I see you like a beautiful boutique, Donna.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You have very good
hat. I make jewelry. Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like there's somebody out there that you can connect with. It doesn't have to necessarily be a full-blown salon, but that there's something there that there's maybe one other person that where it's going to be a different kind, less demanding the other way and more challenging in a good way, demanding in a new way.
So it'll be this is just one other person? Is that what you're saying?
It feels like it's not a high-pressure situation like you've been used to, that it's more like another person. Maybe somebody has a boutique that they want a stylist or you know, something along those lanes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That sounds promising. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank
you,
and Donna,
welcome.
Go to psychicjethro@awl.com. I'll send you a free abundance prayer. It works really well. The thing is, you just gotta say it once a day. I had someone tease me that I sent them the prayer, and they put it in their email, never opened it, and then they wrote me 2 days ago and let me know, Jethro, I haven't had any luck with it. You got to take it out of there. Even though subconsciously it's in your email and it's in your field of energy, you got to read it and say it for the intent. 770, what do you know, 770, 773, how are you? I think this is growling. Are you related to Smokey Bear? Okay. Oh my goodness, that I don't know, but I would say sandpaper on their face will be bad.
Phantom of the Opera.
Either that, or they should shave before they grab a hold of the mouthpiece, because that scared me. Okay, 305. You're on live. Oh, 305. How are you?
Yes, I'm trying to get off my head.
Hi, Jethro. This is Deanna. How are you?
All right, Deanna.
We can't hear you at all. So are you on a headset or are you on a phone?
It just kicked her out. I apologize. We've got 305-338. 305-338.
Hello?
Hi, you got through. We got 3 minutes. We'd like to help you.
What's your name?
Oh, thank you. My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. Hi, you guys. This is my first time calling, and as soon as I started listening, I felt better already.
But, you know that your name is, in French, is Joie. Hello, Joie.
Joie.
It's like the first time, and it is.
I mean, you guys are hilarious. So thanks so much for making me feel better. I was kind of in a low mood, but I feel good now. Although I do have a serious question, because I'm dealing with a serious issue. That is not funny, but I talked to my lawyer today, and he always scares me about what I'm going through right now. And I know I have to go through this, but it's a serious matter. It's a legal issue, so I can't go into detail. So I was wondering, you know, what my guys were saying. I feel extremely lonely because I can't talk about it to anyone. And I know my guys are there, but sometimes it's kind of nice to have, like, a physical conversation.
You have to be very patient as you're going through this.
Yeah.
Keep praying.
Yeah.
It's going to pay off. It's definitely going to work in your favor. Don't worry so much about the outcome as far as, you know, A, B, C, D, money, 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 and all this stuff. Be more concerned about how you're healing as you go through it. That's the spiritual aspect of this situation. We're running out of time, so I'm going to turn it over to Jethro.
Yeah, and it's okay. We're doing that, and I feel the same thing. And the angel said, you've got some good stuff coming, girl. I mean, they're making me laugh. They're showing me this real positive energy. We need you to you need to get in front of that mirror every day and say, I like myself. I'm great. I'm happy. Because you've got the same energy as we got. I can feel the buzz coming from you. And you need to laugh at some of the cuckoos. You know, the guy said that, like they said that there's something going on really crazy with you that's causing energy. And I feel that this, I feel like this man or this person is trying to, I feel like there's a man with you that's trying to do something that's causing a little awkward. You need to just, you need to change the beat. They said do the different energy from it.
Right. You're not in prison as a result of this. You are not in prison.
Oh, thanks. That's good to hear.
And I see some love coming there with some other people with you. I see some other things happening there. Joy, we love you. We got the last 60 seconds are throwing us through the door. Please get a hold of us at psychicstonewall.com. Get a full reading. We were an appetizer tonight. The really good full meal is there when you get a hold of me or Melissa, and we will give it to you wild, hot, or fun, or however you like it. Melissa, tell everybody how to get a hold of you before they throw us out that little door.
Oh, thank you for everything, everybody. And you, Jethro, thank you so much as always. MABermanArts@gmail.com. Give me an email and we'll start our connection. And also through Psychics Gone Wild, 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 wild.
And you guys tune in because we're going to be doing this Saturday. It's a special party, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Wherever you are, tune in because we're going to go wild, and that's something that you can count on. We love you. I love you. Everybody loves you. Don't forget to serve some love out there. Share it, and you will know what it's about. Talk to you again next week.
Take care, everybody. Thank